You guys want to do some more stuff here?
You bet.
We're going to make you work the whole hour.
This does not work for us.
Okay.
You know what work is? Dane, tell them what work is.
Hey, man. Driving the bus? Jackhammer out in the hot Texas sun 6 days a week. Now
That's work.
That's work.
That's a real job.
That's a real job.
Yeah.
I pray I never have to go back and do it again. And I mean, we all did some really hard jobs before this, so we're very lucky to get to do this. And as Richie said,
never, ever hear us complain.
What did you guys do before you got together and formed the band? I mean, what were some of your real jobs?
This Richie, I worked for Coca-Cola for almost 8 years. And
making it, selling it, displaying it, hauling it.
Route, delivering it.
Displaying it.
Filling Coke machines.
Yeah.
Drinking it. I built swimming pools, too.
Did you really?
In high school.
Man.
That's about like a jackhammer.
Yeah, that's a jackhammer job.
Anything to do with cement, I mean, that's tough work.
That's tough work. This is Mike. I actually worked in drugstores all the way through college. I managed drugstores and was a
cushy. He looks like a pharmacist, doesn't he?
I was actually going to pharmacy school for a while. But when this band started, I was delivering pizzas, and I had long hair at the time, and Dean came in to give me a tape of the songs I needed to learn, and he's like, I need to see Michael Britt, and I go, I'm him.
He had his hair all tucked up underneath the ball cap, and I was like, okay.
You know, one thing I never understood about pharmacies, it's like a mystery. You go in, you get your prescription or whatever, and they say, it'll be about 20 minutes. To put 5 pills in a little bottle? I never understood that.
Well, a pharmacist has to do one person at a time because of legal things, so.
Huh.
If there's even two in front of you, it takes about 5 minutes.
That's strange to me.
I didn't know that. See, he cleared that up.
This is key. I used to, back in Dallas, Texas, I played drums at night, and during the day I worked in a boat yard on big wooden boats, big, you know, power yachts, but like big mahogany, old boats.
Do you ever take them out for like test spins?
Oh, yeah.
See if everything was working okay?
Yeah, but
for weeks at a time?
I wasn't the one to do that. I was the lowly, under the boat, you know, grinding and painting and stuff, but it was a neat job. I learned that.
Carl, what did you do?
I worked at McDonald's.
Did you really?
Before I got into radio.
You want fries with that?
I was.
How long did you work there?
I worked there about 2 years. About two years.
I did six months.
Then I took a pay cut to get into radio.
At
the time, though, this was many years ago. At the time, you could have bought a McDonald's franchise for like $80,000. That's how long ago this was. Turn of the century, as a matter of fact. No, but the people that I worked for owned like 3 or 4, and they said it'll pay for itself in a year. I'm thinking, no way.
So now
it's probably several million to get a franchise.
Right.
But
we won't be buying one anytime.
Well, why don't you guys play something else then, if you don't mind?
Send this one out to Lexington.
Here you go, Lexington. That's this one's for you. This is a Walmart song. Yeah.
Funny you should show up after all these years. Yeah, things sure have changed around here. Seen a lot of strangers since they put that interstate through. No, this ain't the same town that we once knew. They put up a plant where we used to park. That old drive-in's a new Walmart. The cafe is closed where our names were carved. Westbound to Lexington, don't stop here anymore. You were one of the last to get on board. Street that we grew up on, you wouldn't recognize. Girl, nothing They put up a plan where we used to park that old drive-in to New Walmart. The cafe is closed where our names were carved on that corner booth. Everything has changed except for the way I feel about you.
People listening right now cannot believe this, but they actually did bring a grand piano in here.
Oh, yeah.
Had to take the legs off of it to get through the door and everything. Man.
Just want to sit in front of it.
Carl, we want to mention also the... you want to go on the road, Carl? Our horn section.
I see, but I'm going to play six songs.
Rebelly.
Yeah.
That's appropriate this morning. What a deal. That's appropriate for
that. That means you're done. You're out of here.
Oh, yeah. Well, watch it. Oh, wrong one. Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, we got...
This replaced Keach.
Yeah, no. I do all that with just a tambourine.
That's right. You could never replace Keach.
What do you guys got coming up here in the near future? I know you're doing the radio thing, touring stations around the country, and then you're going back out on the road?
Yeah, we'll be back out on the road starting in May, doing a lot of the fairs and the festivals. And we've got a brand-new show that we've been working on, got a brand-new set, and just trying to make things bigger and better for 99.
You're going to be at Fanfare this year?
We'll be at Fanfare. We're having our fan club party, I believe, on Tuesday morning, afternoon.
Yeah, like from 11 to 4. It's going to be a
Where
big
is it?
Day.
Where is that?
Cafe Milano. And you know what? We're going to do a full show this year. Like, I mean,
lights,
cameras, action.
Pyrotechnics.
Oh, pyrotechnics.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Yes. We're going to explode when the show's over. No, but it is. It's going to be a lot of fun. And the people in our fan club that come to the party, I mean, for the past couple of years, we've always done, you know, an acoustic set, kind of like what we're doing right now. But we thought it would be cool to kind of give them something a little extra. I mean, they have a stage, they have lights and stuff, so we're just going to set up and play a show.
Cool.
So, yeah, it'll be kind of a nice little intimate rock session.
Rock. With people in the front row holding their ears. Can you turn it down, please?
Sitting right in front of the speakers. Y'all turn it down. Well, move. Move. That was always my gripe. You know, people say, you're all too loud, but then they're sitting, you see where they're sitting. They're sitting right in front of the speaker cabinets.
Right,
and it's like,
right.
Well, then move.
Scoot
6 feet over. Yeah.
Tell him.
Well, we're gonna have more of a Lone Star in just a minute. Hang on.